Welcome to this podcast. My name is Christine Bailey. I'm a qualified nutritionist, chef, and author. And I am going to talk to you today about what should I eat. This is basic nutrition for health. Now, we know that the foods you eat have big effects on our health and quality of life. The trouble is, eating healthily, it may feel simple, but the rise in popular diets and dieting trends has generally caused a lot of confusion. So this is really a beginner's guide to healthy eating based on nutrition science. Getting the balance is the first thing. The three macronutrients that you need to know are carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. We need these in relatively large amounts to support energy and the functioning of our body. Carbohydrates obviously include the starchy foods, breads, pasta, potatoes, as well as fruit, legumes, and also some dairy products, particularly yogurt and milk. Protein, meat, fish, dairy, eggs, beans and pulses, and soya products such as tofu and tempeh. Fats, the main sources are nuts, seeds, oils, butter, cheese, olive oil, and obviously some in fatty meat as well. How much you need of these will clearly depend on your age, your gender, your activity levels. But I'm going to talk you through each one and show you how to get the balance right for yourself. Remember too that we really advocate a whole food-based diet. These are foods that are natural and unprocessed and really in their simple form. So a sweet potato, broccoli. If a product looks like it was made in a factory with an endless list of ingredients, then it's probably not a whole food. And it's best to try and minimize those in your diet. Now, the first thing that a lot of people fail on is getting enough protein in the diet. As we get older, contrary to a lot of people's thoughts, we may actually need more protein to support muscle mass. While the recommended intake is around 50 grams for an adult, actually the research suggests we need a lot more than this, at least around a gram per kilogram of your body weight, but ideally between 1.2 and 1.6 grams per kilogram. So if you are 10 stone, then that would be around about 75 to 100 grams of protein a day. Now, let me put that in perspective. Two eggs is 15 grams of protein. A small size of a fish fillet or a salmon, tuna steak or chicken breast would be between 25 and 30 grams. So ideally, you're looking to get protein at every meal, around about 20 to 30 grams of protein. If you are vegan, then it's worth knowing that a cup of cooked chickpeas would be 15 grams of protein, and not all of the vegetarian sources will be complete sources of amino acids, so you need to have a wide variety. Now, the best way really is to focus on getting protein at every meal. So breakfast, that might be eggs or fish or smoked salmon, maybe some nuts, and maybe some Greek yogurt or cottage cheese or a protein shake. And that tends to be the area that people fall down on. So always think about a quarter of your plate at each meal to be protein. Now, fat is also important in the diet. But again, with all the confusion about low fat, high fat diets, it can be difficult to know which ones to focus on. The recommendation is to get around about 30 to 40% of your food fat in the diet, but to focus on a more Mediterranean style of eating. So we're going to be focusing on monounsaturated fats, such as olives, nuts, olive oil, avocados. We're also going to need to focus more on omega-3s, which we know from the surveys are low in people's diets. So ideally, you should be looking to get 3 to 4 portions of fish generally in your diet every week, and at least 2 or 3 of those to be oily fish. So that would be salmon, mackerel, sardines, herring, kippers, anchovies. And if you're vegetarian, walnuts, hemp, chia, pumpkin seeds will contain some, but our conversion is quite poor. So you may want to also supplement as well. We do need some saturated fat in our diet, and the latest guidelines and the research does suggest now that there isn't really any link between saturated fats and heart disease. And that is why the US dietary guidelines no longer have any upper limit. And currently the UK government is reviewing all its recommendations, and we should see some new guidelines out next year, 2018. Fat does also contain, or the fatty foods contain, vitamin A, D, E, and K, which are equally vital for our health. Now, good saturated fats, if you can get more organic and grass-fed butter and cheeses, those will contain a better ratio of some of the other fats, like omega-3s as well. And coconut oil is a very stable cooking oil and high in lauric acid, which is very supportive for the immune system, for example. The ones we really need to watch are the omega-6s. Think vegetable oil, soya, corn oils, because we know that most people consume these in excess and they can be very inflammatory in the body. So you need to really reduce those and consume more of the omega-3s. And also watch for trans fats. The artificial trans fats we know are linked to inflammation, heart disease, and insulin resistance. If anything is labelled partially hydrogenated fats, then leave it alone. So focus a bit more on a Mediterranean style of eating to get those healthy fats in. And then carbohydrates. If you want to lose weight, then actually reducing the amount of carbohydrates in your diet can often be very effective. It doesn't mean that carbohydrates are bad, but in excess, particularly the refined carbohydrates, they can disrupt our blood sugar and often contribute towards belly fat and insulin resistance. So for some people, if they do want to lose weight, then reducing their carbohydrates to around about 100 grams a day can be useful. And you can use fitness apps like MyFitnessPal to track what you're eating in a day to see whether you are meeting this. To put it in perspective, all vegetables you can freely eat, except that the starchy ones like potatoes and sweet potato, just limit those ones to one portion a day. And fruit, I would select around about two portions a day if you're looking to control the amount of carbohydrates and ditch the fruit juices and sugar drinks. And then allow yourself one portion of the healthier starches like whole grain rice, quinoa, buckwheat, oats, whole grain pasta, or the starchy vegetables like sweet potato, beetroot, carrots. Now, not everyone is the same, and some people will benefit on a slightly higher carb diet, particularly if they're very active. And remember quality counts. 100 calories from broccoli will affect your health very differently than 100 calories of French fries, for example. So really do have a look at the quality of the food. And then just finally, portion sizes. Have half of your plate colourful vegetables, a quarter of your plate carbohydrates like the sweet potato or whole grain rice, and a quarter protein at every meal. A serving of pasta or rice is only half a cup cooked or a small fist size, so be careful not to overdo it. A serving of meat or fish is around about the palm size portion or size of a deck of cards or a small checkbook for the fish. And for leafy green vegetables, make sure you're trying to get two or three portions in. So one cup is a portion of spinach or kale. For other vegetables like red pepper, it would be half a cup. And for fruit, that would be half a cup of fruit salad or an apple or two satsumas. And remember that if the diet that you're trying to do doesn't lead to the weight loss or the performance that you want, then seek professional support because it may be time to make a change. Thank you very much for listening.